Back in Russia, one of the greatest pianists in the first years of the 20th century was writing music like this. Sergei Rachmaninoff is one of the world's most popular composers today. But during the early part of his career, the critics attacked a lot of his music. This upset poor old Sergei, and he had a very unhappy period when even he himself began to doubt his own ability as a composer. He spent some time with a doctor who helped him to come to terms with his problems. And once he was completely better, he sat down and wrote his most enduring masterpiece, his second piano concerto. Rachmaninoff wrote four piano concertos in all, as well as three symphonies. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records as having the largest hands of any musician. Because his hands were so big, his piano pieces were easy for him to play, but many other pianists with smaller hands struggled to master them. Rachmaninoff toured the world as a conductor, making a lot of money, and ended up living in New York. Although he was no longer suffering from the self-doubt that had worried him so much before he wrote his second piano concerto, he never seemed a terribly cheerful man. It was very rare to see him smile.